Got a new dating app.
A new one?
Another new dating app for you.
I'd give you A for effort in trying to marry me off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, this one's not really so much about that.
Oh.
It's called Threesomer.
Oh.
It's a dating app for threesomes.
Oh, well.
But I thought, you know, if the two thing isn't working out.
Go for the three?
Why not up it a notch?
Because then I got to critique two people.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Oh, shoot. Right, eccentric, positive.
Oh, God, like that's the first thing you think of when you think of sex is the critique?
No, I was thinking like, you know, how I find fault with every man on the dating app. So now I'm going to look at this app and be like, okay.
Again,
I know. Negative.
The reason to be on a dating app is not to look for the faults.
That is my issue. You're right. I need to get around that issue.
It's finding good matches.
Find the good stuff.
Find someone interesting. Right.
Right. Okay. That's a good way to look at it. No, I'm not doing threesomes. I can't even find a twosome.
Well, you know what? What I don't understand about the app is like, okay, you swipe on somebody. So then do both of you swipe on another person? Or is it only couples looking for a third? But what if you want like three completely different people like that aren't in relationships?
Oh.
It's like, here, you three, try this.
Right. That's very
here,
interesting.
You know, you three, try this.
Wow.
And then if you like one person in it, like a lot, and then the other one it matched with, well, it's worth it for that one. And then the other one will just be there.
Oh, I
you know?
See. You're
you never want to
be
the one
fair.
Who's just there.
Right.
It has, I haven't looked at the app, but I'm reading this thing about it, and it says it has actually, like, suggestions on how to make it a more smooth threesome process.
Oh, how to, like, give your time and attention fairly?
It says you should sit down together,
mm-hmm.
like a meeting.
Okay.
To set the ground rules and limits. Is that not the most awkward meeting ever?
Right.
It's like you
and then
sit
what?
Down.
Go.
More,
like, okay,
more wine.
Done. Right, right.
Right. And then you go, okay, so we're going to do this, but we're not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
There, we're going to touch this and do this thing, but not touch that thing or do that thing.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I like this. Okay. What do you like? Okay. I don't like that. So we're going to, hold on. Let me cross that off the list here. We're not doing that. Not doing that. Let's see. You are keeping the minutes, right? Okay, good. Doing this. Doing this. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well,
go.
What if you forget what you said? What Joe doesn't like.
Are they like in the heat of the moment?
Right. And Joe's like, I said we're not doing that. I was like, oh, I forgot. Patrick likes that. Okay.
So it's like you're, you know, in like the heat of the moment, and everyone's kind of crawling around on the bed, and then you kind of forget, and then you go, hold on, Joe, can you get the minutes, please? I need to check one. I have one question.
All right.
Get the minutes from our meeting.
Right.
Oh, you threw them. I have them in my email. Hold on. Let me look. What format is this? Is this PowerPoint? Hold on. It's loading.
Well, I guess it's a brand new day after all.
Start your day with Blake and Eva.